4 Michigan congressmen have signed on to a brief in support of the Texas lawsuit against Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. The suit is asking the Supreme Court to nullify the popular vote and allow state legislatures to assign delegates to the Electoral College. The suit, based on premises of voter fraud that have been widely debunked, has been deeply divisive in Michigan politics, where Trump voters have been swamping election officials with calls and emails demanding action, despite repeated assurances from election officials of both political parties that no fraud, in fact, occurred. Jonathan Osting covers politics for Bridge Magazine. Jonathan, welcome back to Stateside.
Hey, April. Thank you for having me.
So who are the 4 members of the congressional delegation who've signed on?
Well, it is Congressman Jack Bergman of Watersmeet, that's up in the UP, Bill Huizenga of Zeeland, John Molinar of Midland, and Tim Walberg of Tipton. So the only 2 Republicans who didn't sign on then were Fred Upton of St. Joseph and Paul Mitchell over in Dryden. Paul Mitchell is retiring. He's not running for re-election. And he's been pretty outspoken, you know, opposing the president's efforts to overturn the election.
The ones who did sign on, what are they saying about why they wanted to see the case get before the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, both the congressional members and then state legislators also, 15 state legislators signed on. They're saying, you know, they just want more time to investigate some of these allegations, even though courts have already heard a lot of these arguments and dismissed them. In particular, the lawsuit, and then it's echoed by the Congress members and legislators, raises issue with Jocelyn Benson, the Michigan Secretary of State, and her decision to mail out absentee ballot applications to try and reach every voter this year. In the run-up to the election, they claim that was a non-legislative action or an action that she should have needed legislative approval for. It's an issue courts here in Michigan have already taken up, and they've sided with Benson. The Michigan Court of Appeals, in fact, has said Benson acted lawfully when she mailed out those applications. You know, Attorney General Dana Nessel notes in her reply brief, people who got those applications and then voted did nothing wrong. You know, they still cast legal ballots, even if there's a dispute over, you know, how those applications were mailed out earlier this year.
Jonathan, I know you're not a legal analyst, but do you have any sense of why Michigan is included in the Texas lawsuit? The vote here was not really that close. Joe Biden won by over 150,000 votes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple, you know, math equation. Supporters of the president need to take out as many electoral votes as they can to prevent Joe Biden from winning the 306 electors he's in line for. And they need to do that by Monday, theoretically, when the electoral colleges are actually set to meet in state legislatures across the country. So Michigan, yeah, it wasn't super close. 154,000 votes is about 14 times the margin that Trump won here by here in 2016. But It's a state that Trump is really focused on. And in particular, he and his allies have raised a lot of questions about the absentee ballot voting process at the TCF Center in Detroit. Again, they've largely argued process issues and haven't proven that anyone actually voted unlawfully.
So looking at some of the districts that are involved here, Jack Bergman and John Molinar represent deeply red areas of Michigan. But Bill Huizenga and Tim Walberg's districts are a little bit more mixed. Is there any reason to think that there might be a political price to pay down the road for siding with the president in this way?
Possibly. I mean, the thing to know about congressional districts is, of course, that they're going to change by the time these lawmakers have to run for re-election in 2022. You know, an independent redistricting commission right now is beginning the process of drawing new boundaries. So, you know, a representative like Tim Walberg, he's, you know, managed to have a district that was drawn in a pretty favorable way for him to hold on to that seat. You know, if he loses any of that advantage, you know, in the way the district is drawn, certainly he could already be susceptible to a challenge. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, voters, we'll see if, you know, 2 years is a long ways away, but certainly I imagine critics are going to point out that he joined this lawsuit and ask voters, you know, why should they support him if he previously sought to invalidate their votes?
Jonathan Osteen covers politics for Bridge Michigan. You can read his work there and follow him on Twitter. Jonathan, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, April.